got the fastest car. So who dare choose me but some cat out of state with a Ferrari? But we pulled up to the line with our mills revved up. That starter dropped his flag and I are biting in, and I'm off like a gun. You shouldn't have taken me off for this grudge run. But I'm winding out in second, really starting to move. Hey, he's running beside me. Hell, what's he trying to prove? Grudge run. Then I hit third. What the heck's in his mill? He just rode on past me like I was standing still. We just threw in through those lights. This car lengths ahead. Today's the day I wish I stayed in bed. He just went through those lights, and his car was lengths ahead. I know today's a day I wish I stayed in bed. This race is all over, and it wasn't any fun. I bet that's the last time I try a grudge run.
With the Atlanta singing, because she sang with the Andrews sisters. She sang the 40s type of music. And when she would sit next to me and sing, I love you for sentimental reasons, like that. Doris Day has been her buddy ever since Lana was a child. When she was 3 years old, she started writing to Doris Day. And Doris still writes to her. She just got a letter last week from her.
Wow.
And Joan Fontaine, she wrote to 30 different people. She would reach out. She wanted to be a nun in the beginning. And because one of the ladies that was in one of the Beachbody movies became the nun. Dolores Hart, she was in Where the Boys Are.
Oh, okay.
And she's been in, I've been a nun since then. She was the first person to kiss Elvis.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, Atlanta knows all the history of all these people.
Yeah.
And she, you know, they would write together, and Joan Fontaine sent her, she knows how much Atlanta loves the animals, like I've always taken care of the animals, and to keep them alive so the poachers don't kill them. And she sent her a beautiful purse with a gold-plated jaguar on the handle to open it. And she had died last year. She died 2 weeks
wow.
after Lana. But Lana has been so faithful to everyone because she sends them little gifts for Christmas on the trees. And that's what Doris Day loves. She calls her Dodo. So that's the way we are, you know. And she would tell Johnny Cash, she'd tell everybody. She'd go, no, I'm saving myself for Dick Dale. But, you know, that story, they want to make a movie, because when she was taking care of her mom at 2 years old, her father, real father, was killed on the railroad tracks. And then before her daddy that raised her, who had just retired from the police department, Leo, he was given an award, honor, and everything, because he was in a gun battle that he survived. But he was very strict and strong. And Lana, before that, she would be stirring soup on a box for her mother. They were very, very, very poor. And what had happened was that her mother was given an album called Tigers Loose with a tiger, my tiger, a lap. and tiger's eyes looking right at you. And Lana just looked at the tiger, and she fell in love with it because she was taking care of all these storks and everything that would come in their backyard, in St. All the animals in the backyard in St. Petersburg. And she looked at the tiger's eye, and she goes, "Oh, my God, Mommy, look at his eyes. They're so beautiful." Well, my head was right next to the tiger's head. My eyes are looking straight into you. And she goes, "Oh, look at his eyes." And then she stared at it, and then she said, "Mommy, one day I am going to be with him the rest of my life."
That's wonderful.
She had no idea what I was, who I was, what I did, what I played. And she and then her mom says, "Oh, you're silly. Your holes are blown over $500. And that was her plane ticket, because she contacted me and said, "I can't let you die. I've loved you since I was 2. And I said, "Fine." And she came out, and because I was on my deathbed then. And when I had the last operation, they told her that I wasn't going to make it. And she says, "He's going to make it." She said, "I won't let him die." And we've been together all these years, and they want to make a movie about it. We've been approached at least half a dozen times.
Yeah.
It's a lot more deep than that. Let me tell you.
The inspiration you guys have is unreal. Beyond just the music, I mean, it's the inspiration is.
We're never out of each other's sight. Yeah. Never. Since the day one. And it's like, you know, guys want to go out and do this, or the guys, we never leave each other's side, because she worries about me collapsing and I worry about her collapsing, because she collapsed when her muscles just break down. So we're strictly together. The only time she ever leaves the house is when she runs in to get groceries and comes back. And that's what we do. We do everything together. Watch the TV together, play the pool together in the house. And she does all the booking now that I used to do. And she does all the answering of all the fan mail, because I used to answer over 2,000 a week, and she answers it now faithfully.
Yeah.
And she's my agent. She's not only my booking, she's my agent, she's my manager, she's my everything, because we just got rid of all the liars and the thieves that took advantage of me all through my life. You know, they robbed me, they did everything, they destroyed all of my stuff. So what we're doing now is we say, why did we have to wait so long to find each other? But even though we're in the pain, that's a small price to pay. They have such dedication of true love. And true love is, you know, when somebody does come for you on a Sunday or a Wednesday or a Saturday, and you say, "Thank you very much. That was very nice of you." But when somebody dedicates their heart and their soul in every figment of any kind of an imagination, 24 hours a day, every single day, that is adoration. That is true love. That is undeniable true love. You have to respect that.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you can respect that, and both people respect what both people do for each other, that becomes an unbreakable, indestructible bond. And that, my friend, is true love. God forbid if I ever lost her because of her illnesses that she has. I would never, could never replace her for the heart and soul that she has given me, and vice versa. And that's it. So that's why we do everything together. We feel the pain together. We battle the pain together. She cries herself to sleep every single night because of the pain is so horrific from the MS. And I massage her. And we deal. Okay, the best word is deal with it and find a way.
It's Jam and James Riley from the Rockabilly and Blues Radio.